Jesus protecting the good people? Mm-hmm. He does. And he's like our superhero, right? Why does he have a sword in his hand? Why is there a lightning bolt going from Jesus to the bad lion? I'm asking Luke. Good.
Because he's trying to kill the lion.
He kills all the bad lions trying to get us. Okay, I want you to get a new page in your book.
I'm almost done.
Show me your new page in your book. Nice. We are going to write...
I love it.
Okay, let's see how prettily... Prettily is not a word. Let's see how beautifully you can write Psalm 18. We're on Psalm 18. How do we spell Psalm?
S-P-S-A-L-M.
Nice. P-S-A-L-M. Where could we find Psalm in the Bible?
In the middle.
Right in the middle. Psalm 17. Okay, I'm going to wait for you to catch up to
me. You mean Psalm 18.
Oh, you're right. Thank you for that correction. Psalm 18. See how beautifully you could write your title.
I'm going to need God.
Okay, you can, maybe Micah and Cade could switch with Hope and Luke so that I can help them, unless you're going to help them. Brothers.
Huh?
I either need Hope and Luke to sit near me so I can help them, or you can help them.
Huh? Can I have a bite?
No, you already had one.
Where's your book?
Thank you for helping. She just wants dots. She doesn't want you to write the whole thing. Luke, do you want Cade to write the whole thing or give you dots? Which one? Yeah, do you want him to write dots so you can trace it? Or do you want him to write the whole thing?
Write the whole thing.
Okay. And just pay attention to the height of your letters. And while you're doing that, I'm going to say, Dear Jesus, I just thank you for my children, all of them. Thank you that you want to teach us from your word. Incline our ear to understand you and your secrets, God. You have so many secrets that you are wanting to share with us. You make us strong. Here, open the page for him so he knows where you were. You want us to be strong and courageous. You want us to walk in your ways and be near you and close to you. And I just thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us. Now, if it's upside down, Kate, it's okay. Just find the page for him that you were on.
Wait a minute, what?
He just lost the page that he wrote on. So it's okay, it's just a matter of finding it.
There's something in my eye.
Really?
Which I can't do.
Link. All right.
Psalm 18, good. And now put it in front of him. And then give his markers to him. There you go. Now we're in good shape. Psalm 18. Okay, so what we are doing... We're reading and listening, and then we're writing what comes to our heart. This is a prayer of David, so we could write on the side as a reminder, David, capital D, A, David. We've been writing this name for a couple weeks now, David. Now, they might need help again.
Can I just write a D?
Yep, you could write D if David is hard. Thank you, Cade.
I got a peanut butter one.
Oh, yeah. David. Okay. David said this, but the reason we study David's poetry and his prayers is because he's a good example for us of how to think like a king. And we can pray David's prayers the same way.
Guess what?
This is a prayer of David. So he says, what, Cade?
Guess what? All of us are kings, even if we're poor.
We are kings because we belong to Jesus. Yeah, you're right.
I meant that in another way, but that's one reason.
Okay, so he's speaking...
Like, we're kings of ourselves.
We're not kings of ourselves.
I know, but we choose what we do.
We choose what we do. God gave us will. But if we are kings of ourselves, we're actually fools.
Oh.
We say to God, oh man, you're the king, right?
Yeah, but No buts.
But. All right. It's hard for people to really do that in their lives because we can say it but not mean it. We can say it and disobey God and then we're not really listening. Okay, Lukey. Okay, he says, to the overseer by a servant of Jehovah, by David. So who is David speaking to?
God.
David is speaking to God. So let's write, what do we want to draw God as? A lion of Judah or heaven? What
heaven.
Heaven? Okay, so let's draw a cloud and some stars.
A surprisingly boring man.
Okay, this represents God, and David is speaking to God. He calls God the overseer. So you can draw.
Even though you can't see God,
Okay, draw your clouds and stars. And
I want to tell you something that's evil. Like evil Jezebel.
Jezebel's evil.
Jezebel.
Okay. All right.
Isabella. Are you,
listen. What was your goal?
To write that.
Okay.
You're writing in purple? I gotta write in purple.
Okay, do your best work, because this is actually for the Lord. Our goal is not to do quick. Our goal is to do nice for the Lord. Okay, this is to the overseer by a servant of Jehovah, by David. What does David call himself?
A servant.
So let's draw him, or us, like a servant on our knees before the Lord. We're saying, oh God, we serve you.
Oh, wait, I have a good way to make
this. I drew a shooting star.
Nice. He said, who hath spoken to Jehovah the words of this song in the day Jehovah delivered him from the hand of his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he hath saith, I love thee, O Jehovah, my strength. So David is saying, hey, this poem is to you, God, and I am your servant, and I have sung songs to you. And you delivered me from Saul. What was Saul doing to David?
Trying to kill him.
He was trying to kill him. Saul kind of went a little crazy.
Actually, right? I read about that this morning.
You did? Huh? Oh, cool. What did you read?
I read about how David stole a bunch of stuff and cut his robe and didn't kill him.
David was showing Saul, I got close to you, but I showed you mercy, right? I was not trying to kill you, but Saul, you're a little crazy, right? That's what David was showing. So God is saying to, David is saying to God, look, I'm singing songs to you. Keep up with the drawing. We're going to make some music notes.
Can I also?
What?
I drew a continuous line drawing cat.
You're not paying attention if you're drawing other things.
But don't worry, I'm also going to draw
that
falling over. Okay, so Mom.
I also read about the parable of the lost sheep.
What did that say?
It said that when a shepherd finds out he has lost one sheep, he leaves the whole flock just to go find that one sheep.
And then all the flock runs away.
Okay, who am I drawing over here then?
David.
Who am I drawing?
No. Fool? No.
Who is over here?
And then I also read about slave.
What?
The kitty's bite made my arm bone.
I'm sorry. You got to pay attention to his body language. Here, he's going to be shaking his fist. And this guy's going to be super frustrated.
Mom?
Who am I drawing?
That king.
Yeah, who's this king that got mad?
Saul.
But Mom? God protected David from Saul, didn't he? Saul's trying to get David, and the overseer, God, protected David from Saul.
I also read about the lost son.
The parable of the lost son. Wow, Kate. Okay, so you guys keep up with my drawing. See if you can draw an angry King Saul who wants to kill David. And David is saying to Jehovah, no, I love you. You are my strength. We can even draw a speech bubble out of David. And he's saying, I love you. He's saying to God, you are my strength. Let's draw a fist with a muscle. Because David tells God, you're my strength and I love you. What else did David say to God? He says, Jehovah is my rock.
And,
let's draw a rock.
And, time Solomon threw a spear at him.
Saul did kind of, yeah, try to spear him, didn't he?
Yeah, he tried to hit him in the armpit.
Yeah, so David says to God, "You're my rock and my bulwark." Do you know what a bulwark is?
It's a foundation.
Yeah.
Or it's a fortress.
Yes, so let's draw.
You do this. That.
However you want to draw a fortress, you can do. I'm going to make a wall with bricks. Okay, see what you can do. Luke and Hope, see what you can do.
Mom, I can't.
Bulwark.
Nice. I can't make the door.
Okay, you can ask Cade to help you because he's a really good artist.
Mommy, can you make me a fortress then?
Yeah, sure, if you come here.
Oh, no. This might be a mess.
All right, just get one marker and bring one marker. David tells Jehovah, God, you're my deliverer. What picture should we make for deliverer?
No.
Okay, where's your page?
We should make a mailman.
A mailman? Oh, like a piece of mail? How do we make a mailman? Here we go. So... let's draw God in the heavens. You can't really draw God. Who could even fathom what God looks like? He's overseeing David, who's saying, I'm your servant, God.
Just draw
an
alien.
I'm your servant, right? And he says to God, you're my rock and my bulwark. You're my fortress, my protection. Yes, Micah.
Like the Bible says, when we're made in the image of God, so God would look like a perfect human.
Well, all of the people all put together. Yeah, perfect human, like Jesus. Okay, and David says, that's why I sing songs to you, and I tell you that I'm in love with you. What? And I tell you...
why did somebody be in love?
Because, we do love God. God is...
but he can shapeshift into anything and everything that it does and doesn't exist.
Oh, thank you. And then let's draw angry Saul, who tried to kill David, but God did not let angry Saul kill David, did he? This is angry Saul trying to get to David. But David said, no. God said, no, you're not going to get David. He's my servant.
Ouch.
And he even made David just to show Saul, here's how a man of God acts.
Did you know, Mom, it should be April 22nd today?
Oh, okay. It's April 21st.
It should be April 22nd.
I don't know why you're saying that.
So what does that mean? Because when Joshua asked God to stop time, God stopped time
when we
for a day.
Sleeping, let's, when were we
listening to... so it should be April 22nd right now.
Cool. The cycles. We just...
tomorrow.
Here's my piece of mail, because God is our deliverer. There's my piece of mail. You guys can draw a piece of mail in your book. Here's a piece of mail, because God is your deliverer. When you're in trouble, God can get you out of every problem. That's what that means. Even if somebody's trying to hurt you, God can totally fix you, right? He says... David says to God, I trust you. I trust you. So let's put a big T in your speech bubble because David says to God, man, I trust you. Put a T in your speech bubble.
It's so small. You can go really small, but we can't.
Well, you can make another speech bubble if you have to. I trust you.
Mom, I had a dream about I was walking on...
yeah, okay.
What are you doing?
Mom, I dreamed about I was walking in the sky.
Oh. Do you know what else David says to God? He says, you're my shield. Let's draw a shield. You're my shield. There's a shield. You're my shield. Right? There's a shield. Here's a shield for Luke.
Like this, I'm having a shield and a tool.
Like protection. You're my shield. And he says, the horn of my salvation. So
like
let's
this.
Draw a horn.
A shield and a sword.
Yeah.
Like shield and sword.
Here's a horn. I'll make a trumpet.
Like, boop, 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 boop.
Here's a trumpet.
I made a shika.
Okay, let's make a trumpet. The horn of my salvation.
We have to sing
the...
Like this.
You need to be a little more quiet. It's too loud. Okay, and he says, you're my high tower. So I'm going to make my bulwark very tall. How tall is your bulwark? Because David says to the Lord, you're my high tower. Let's make our bulwark tall. Be quiet. David says, I praised one, the praised one I call Jehovah. Let's draw number one, because there's only one. David knows it. There's only one God. You're the one. The praised one I call Jehovah. Let's draw number one. The praised one I call Jehovah. Don't press. And from my enemies I am saved. Compassed me have cords of death. Do you know what he's saying?
Mom, did you get this? Mom, did you get this boo-boo?
You can write the person.
What's a boo-boo?
I did. I don't remember
how. The mad person.
He said, and streams of the worthless make me afraid. So I'm going to draw David down here when he was in trouble.
How are you supposed to draw something looking like it's super tall?
Huh?
I want to draw something that makes it look like it's really
tall. I just made it long. That's tall. This is David when he's sad. I got to do his mouth kind of down. When he said, cords of death were around me. Right? And streams of worthlessness made him afraid.
Worthlessness.
So you can draw a stream like he's drowning in the water. This is how he felt. Okay? I'll draw him down here. This is David when he was sad. And he said, cords of death encompassed me, and streams of worthlessness made me afraid. So David was actually, he had fear, right?
Of the streams?
He wasn't always a great king with full confidence. There were times that he was afraid. Raise your hand if you've ever had fear. Yeah, I have had fear. Yeah, it's not a good feeling. It's hard.
I can see the window from here.
He said, cords of Sheol have surrounded me. Before me have been snares of death. So let's draw cords of Sheol, which is like hell. Draw cords of Sheol.
Don't say that.
Around him. And then he says, snares of death. Let's draw a mouse. Oops. I can't believe I did that.
What?
I drew with the marker. Let's draw a mouse trap.
I can see our window.
Let's draw a mouse trap. Ooh, it's kind of hard to draw a mouse trap.
Well, not really for me.
Really?
It's so easy.
Here's my mouse trap.
Is right. I hate mouse.
With teeth. Here's one for you. So he says, snares of death were set for me. Who was setting the snares of death? Who was setting the snares of death?
I need to go to the bathroom.
Him.
Saul, yeah?
Yeah.
And Satan was using Saul to set snares of death.
Kate has one of his knees up.
Well, we're not eating, but I still want your knees down.
But God doesn't like Satan.
Yeah, and when David was feeling like this, do you know what he did?
What?
He cried!
He called Jehovah. Look.
He called Jehovah!
Draw a big speech bubble and put a J in it for Jehovah out of David when he was in a lot of trouble. He called Jehovah. And unto my God I cry. He heareth me from his temple. I want you to draw an ear in the cloud because God hears us when we cry out. You guys keep up. Draw an ear in the cloud. God hears us when we call out.
I love you.
My cry before him coming to his ears. So you could even draw a line or an arrow going from his speech bubble right to that ear. Yeah, because when we cry... It goes straight into God's ears. He hears us every single time. There's not a time that you could cry out that God will not hear you. Every time God hears your cries, He is faithful. Not only does he hear you every time, he responds to your cries and he helps you. Because he's your father and he loves you. You know how good daddy is? God is even better somehow. He's even better. He never loses his...
I also made a spiel.
Yeah. He never loses his temper. He never runs out of patience. He's better than mommy. And he's better than daddy.
Mommy, I need to spiel a little bit, Pete.
Be encouraging of each other.
Be encouraging of each other.
He said... And shake and tremble doth the earth, and the foundations of the hills are troubled, and they shake because he hath wrath. You know what David says? God has wrath on the earth when his children are pursued and troubled. God punishes the earth for punishing God's children because he protects his children. And he says, hey, that's my child.
You don't touch my child.
That's right. That's right.
Like, no touching.
Okay, this is one of my favorite psalms.
Mommy, I want to tell you something.
What?
Like, in the bridge, the king said, no touching. No.
Now, look, I want you to draw God's big nose. Do you know God has a big nose?
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay, here's how you can draw his big nose.
He has a snozzle.
Here's his nose.
He has a giant snozzle.
The reason we know that he has a nose is because the Bible tells us.
Look.
And you know what he says about his nose? There. He says...
Snozzle!
Smoke. Gone up hath smoke by his nostrils. So draw some smoke coming out of God's nostrils. It kind of reminds me of how people might have read this and thought of, oh, wow, dragons would be cool if... they blew smoke out of their nose. Like maybe they got that idea from the Bible. So God blows smoke from his nostrils. And then he says, fire from his mouth.
It looks like a nose face.
It looks like a happy. Okay, now let's draw God's mouth here.
Look, can I have a popcorn?
Except you know what's going to be amazing? No. You know what's going to be amazing from this mouth? David says there's fire. So even if you want to make your fire... you could make your fire red if you want to really know this is fire.
Can
David says fire
like,
comes out of the mouth of
can
God.
Can I make it like bloodthirsty and people
no!
like, die?
You can make it however you think God would use the fire from his mouth. How do you think God uses fire from his mouth?
Mom, yeah. I want to tell you something.
Makes people
mm-hmm.
die.
In the woods. The king said, no touching, no.
That's not the crows, it's the emperor's new groove.
Be nice, kid.
Mommy?
Be nice, kid.
In the emperor's groove?
In the emperor's groove?
It's okay, I'm listening, Luke.
Luke, it's the emperor's new groove, not groove.
Okay, here's fire coming from God's mouth.
Mommy, can you tell me what... Pamphlet with the Emperor's Groove.
I don't really know the story. The Emperor's New Groove.
Haven't you seen it?
He says coals, but I don't remember that.
A guy turned into a llama. That's basically it.
Yeah.
Coals have been kindled by it. So I'm going to draw some coals down here. Where God blows fire on the coals. Here's some coals. Hope you guys are keeping up with me. You're making a lot of disrespectful noise. Coals have been kindled by it.
Coal.
He inclineth the heavens and cometh down, and the thick darkness is under his feet. You know what God is doing? God is acting like an ambush to the enemies. So you can draw an ambush going from the nose, the ear, and the mouth of God towards Saul, who at this point represents the enemies of God. He comes down like an ambush, right? The devil likes to set a trap for his God's people, but what does God do?
He sets a trap for the evil.
Yeah, he says the enemies fall in their own trap. Perfect. Mm-hmm. So draw an arrow from God to the bad stuff. Okay. He says thick darkness is under his feet. Do you think the enemies can see God coming?
Yeah.
They can't see him coming. He came down like a surprise. He shocked them, right?
like he was invisible coming down. Like he was invisible coming down.
Yeah, and he says he rideth on a cherub and doth fly, and he flieth on wings of the wind. Let's draw wind. I think I'm going to use gray. Let's draw billows of wind.
Mama?
Because God is riding on the wind. Yeah?
Like surfing Jesus on the wind.
Like this. I'm surfing on the wind.
From heaven. And
I'm surfing on the wind.
And he turned into the Holy Ghost. And he poked David. And David said, who's him? And God said, it's me.
He made darkness his secret place. If you try to touch that, you're going to get a spanking. Because you know what I said. He made darkness his secret place, round about him his tabernacle, darkness of waters, thick clouds of the skies. This is God setting an ambush for the enemies. So he hid himself, right? He's the perfect hider. If he wants to be hidden, you will not see him. And then from brightness over against him, his thick clouds have passed on. Hail and coals of fire. However Mommy? You want to represent hail and Mom. Coals of fire, God is making a storm come down.
Mommy?
So I'm going to draw hail like big balls in the wind. There's my hail. And then I hope you're keeping up. Now my coals of fire are going to be red balls like this. These are coals of fire. This is dangerous. This would ruin any enemy, right? There's no enemy that can survive the wrath of God.
Mommy?
This is, wow. Yeah,
Mommy?
What?
There was a king in the video, mm-hmm. in Prime Video,
mm-hmm.
and he said, no touchy, no touchy.
Thunder in the heavens doth Jehovah. So how are you going to represent thunder? Because thunder is kind of a noise, right?
Like this.
How this? How
you got to do a ladle.
Splash, splash, rumble, bang, boom.
No. I think I'm going to make my thunder so it'll show up, first of all, orange. I think I'm going to do like
splish, splash, noise splash, lines. Splash, rumble, bang, boom.
There's thunder. He says his voice is like thunder, right? God's voice can be like thunder against his enemies. And the Most High giveth forth his voice. Yeah, he sends arrows and scatters the enemies. And much lightning and crusheth them. So let's draw lightning. Do you know how to draw lightning?
Yeah, it's been lightning.
It's some angled lines with pointy stuff.
That you can't touch.
We're going to draw. Yeah, you definitely can't touch lightning. Lightning is very scary.
Yeah. If you even
very, very bad. I just did hands clapping.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
Look.
Nice. God claps his hands and it's like thunder in the heavens. Alright. So lightning comes down from heaven too. God, you know what the Bible says interesting about lightning and thunder? It says, do you guys know?
Splashy, splash, splash, burr.
Where does God keep it?
He keeps it in storerooms.
In storehouses, like he's got storage in heaven. That's pretty amazing.
Mom, hat. I just did a splashy, splash, splash, burr, rumble, bang,
boom. Nice.
Splashy, splash, splash,
okay.
Burr.
He says that he crushes his enemies, so I'm going to draw a big, heavy thing above Saul, because right now Saul's representing the enemies of God, and they get crushed by God. So draw a big, heavy thing over him. All of our enemies get crushed by God.
They get skished.
Like
there's
this.
A big, heavy
like a spiky thing and
Why
spiky thing.
Why can't we
thing.
Just draw an anvil?
You can. Draw an anvil. That's
like,
a good idea.
Like a spiky thing and spiky thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And let's see. Oh, arrows. We forgot about arrows. Can you guys draw arrows?
Yes.
Okay.
No. I can draw Link's arrows.
God sends... Okay, you can draw Link arrows. God sends arrows, too. Lightning?
Where are the arrows?
Do you see my red arrows? They have a triangle on the end and a stick. See my red arrows?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
A triangle and a stick. I'll zoom in so you can see.
Splash, burr,
it's a
rumble,
triangle.
Bang, boom.
Look.
And a stick. So we know.
That's the way to the bow.
Well, he doesn't need a bow. It didn't talk about a bow. He could just send the arrow with his voice. He's supernatural.
Yeah, he could just throw it.
He just says, arrow. Right? And he scatters his enemies and
he
crushes
them.
Oh, wait. What if he shooted arrows out of his eyes?
So if you have trouble, what can you do?
Ask God.
What will God do?
Help you.
How? Arrows. Let's count them. Arrows. What else?
Thunder, lightning, fireballs.
Thunder, lightning, fireballs. What else?
Smoke. Hail.
Smoke. Hail.
Arrows.
Hail.
Splash, splash, splash.
Hold on, I know this.
Killer bunnies.
Killer bunnies. That is not what the Bible said. He did. I will not send killer bunnies to crush your enemies. Okay, he could if he wanted. Okay. All right. I don't like what you're doing because you're actually. I don't know what you're doing.
Okay.
Why are you canceling out and scribbling all over the things that you wrote?
Because it's fire consistency.
You wrote nice things and now you've destroyed them.
Micah did it.
That's not a good example.
I did it on the cat, not anything else.
Writing nice things and then destroying them with a mess is disrespectful.
Oh, yes, sir.
I don't want to see you do it again. Okay? This is the one time I want to tell you that. If I tell you that again, there will be a consequence. You need to probably repent to the Lord.
Sorry, Jesus.
Okay. He says, and seen are the streams of waters, and revealed are the foundations of the earth. From thy rebuke, O Jehovah, from the breath of the spirit of thine anger. So you know what David knows? He says, you will go to the bottom of the earth and reset the foundations that man ruined. And you will make them right. God can reverse the damage of man. From thy rebuke, O Jehovah, from the breath of the spirit of thine anger.
Mom,
what, Cade?
That's kind of what you did because you did that.
Okay. So what we want to do is we want to draw an earth down here in blue.
Rumble, bang, boom.
Splashy, splash, splash.
And then you can make the land of the earth. This is just a little bit of the world. Make the land of the earth down here. So we know, oh, God laid the foundations of the earth bare and redid it because man messed it up. Man makes mistakes. We disobey God and we mess it up, but God can come in and fix it.
God never does mistakes.
God does not. But when man listens to man's enemies and God's enemies, we mess things up when we're disobedient. But God can help us when we cry out, right? God loves to help us when we cry out to him. He says, oh, thank you. I was waiting for you just like that prodigal son. Right, Cade?
Like me.
No, because we're going to have lunch soon. Okay, thank you for accepting that answer.
When's Bible time?
When we finish this verse, here's your earth, Lukey.
Hope you stole popcorn from Luke.
No, we won't.
Yes, you did.
Here's your earth. Okay.
Where are you going now?
He sendeth from above. He taketh me. He draweth me out of many waters. Do you know what David was saying?
I would like to come.
Do you know what David was saying?
I have to go. I only have 2 hours to get this done. And I gotta do it now.
David was saying, God, you pulled me out of the water.
Can I go?
I mean, I don't want them to miss out on what you're trying to do here, so.
Okay.
But I can't wait. And I'm just afraid I'm gonna run out of time. Don't worry, you'll have plenty of time to write in your review at another time, okay?
But I don't wanna go another time.
You
should do. Then how are you so fast, no, Dad?
Don't be disruptive right now, okay? Mommy's trying hard.
He delivereth me from my enemies and from those hating me, because they have been stronger than I. Did you guys draw David coming out of the water? God drew David out of the water. He said, he brought me to a large place. He drew me out. He draweth me out because he delighted in me. Jehovah doth recompense me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands, he doth return to me. I want you to draw David's hands because David is saying, hey, you know what? I've done the right things before God. So draw hands on David.
Like gigantic hands.
That is why God could help David, because he's been doing the right things.
I love you.
I love you too. Micah, if you're going to be grumpy and not obey and not participate, there will be consequences.
I'm not being grumpy. And I'm not participating.
Okay, I hope so. Okay. For I have kept the ways of Jehovah, and I have not done wickedly against my God. For all his judgments are before me, and his statutes I turn not from me. And I am perfect with him, and I keep myself from mine iniquity. Do you know what David's saying?
He's saying that I keep myself from my iniquity.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know.
I keep myself away from a sin.
How many verses are there?
Okay, I found this on the web.
We're going all the way to 50.
Who dolphins weren't me? I'm going to have to write something down for every verse.
Have I made you write something down for every single verse?
So seems far. Like it.
No?
Well, so far. Okay.
Hope, are you stealing somebody else's drink?
Yes.
This is mine.
But this is not.
What are you doing?
I'm pouring this.
That's not okay. Look at the mess you're making.
I'm going to lick that up.
No more.
Now you just lost all your negatives.
No more. Whose cup did you try to use there?
Micah's.
You didn't communicate. You didn't ask. You made a mess. Okay. Ooh. I lost the place that I was because of your questions.
I didn't ask any questions. Oh. You're welcome.
That's sarcastic and rude.
You're not welcome.
Jehovah doth return to me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanliness of my hands, over against his eyes. And so now we know God has eyes. We're going to draw an eyeball up in heaven.
Draw an eyeball.
Don't press anything.
Okay.
God has eyes.
Mom,
he's watching. He's watching us now.
Look at your
he's
phone.
He's assessing how we're doing right now.
Mommy, look at your phone.
Yeah.
It's almost dead.
Yeah, it's going to need to be plugged in. Okay, here's God's eyes looking at us and saying,
stop, kid.
Let me help you.
What?
He sees us. What happened?
Did we go out of power? Yes.
Logos allow. Oh, because I think the internet had a glitch.
Wait, we actually just were out of power. Never mind. I'm okay.
Okay, you're just going to have to listen to me because you can't see it. Okay.
I'm getting mommy.
With the kind, thou showest thyself kind. So David is saying, if we're kind, you're kind. And with a perfect man, thou showest thyself perfect. David says, if we're perfect, God, you show yourself perfect. And with the pure, thou showest thyself pure, but with the perverse, showest thyself a wrestler. Did you see
Nacho
that?
Nacho Libre.
Okay, so I want you to write these words. Kind.
Like Nacho Libre.
The Lord says I'm Nacho Libre.
Kind, K-I-N-D. Oh, here we go. Pure, P-U-R-E. Pure, P-U-R-E. Thank you, Cade, for obeying me right away. That's amazing.
Moblin hunting. You're a moblin?
No.
Thank you, Micah, for doing that.
Mm-mm. Moblin hunting. I like
it. Will you stop it, Cade?
Well, you're not the boss.
I hope this comes up. Okay. But with the perverse, God shows himself a wrestler. Come on, man.
Is he natural libre? Does he wear a cape?
No.
Is he fat?
Here we go. Okay.
Don't quickly
jump. I've never heard it this way before. For thou a poor per people, for thou a poor people savest, and the eyes of the high causes to fall. So if you're proud, God causes you to fall. We know that.
Can I get some water?
Right. For thou lightest my lamp, Jehovah. My God enlighteneth my darkness. Let's draw a lamp, because God gives us light. Here's a lamp.
No, Julie!
Like an old-fashioned kerosene lantern with light coming off of it. Here. So here's your lamp. I hope you guys are drawing a lamp with light coming out of it.
I am.
Here. You're going to have to check your attitudes and get your attitudes straight.
But my attitude is straight.
Yours is. I see a powder. For by thee I run a troop, and by my God I leap a wall. I have two powders.
Hope.
Hope is not working.
There you are.
David is saying, God allows me to leap over walls, so you can draw if you want.
It's because I don't get my juice.
David leaping over a wall. That's because you did wrong things with it. You can have it after. Okay, David leapt over a wall. Can draw a wall.
Not too late, right?
I feel like I want to go to my room.
Well, no, you're going to work here and do this. Cade, you're not the parent.
Okay, so.
I think it's a good lesson to have to choose to control your attitude.
Well, this isn't really beautiful. Because it's got a little juice.
We can leap over walls.
Stop, Hope!
Don't. Are you making more of a mess, or are you making it better?
Don't interrupt,
Mom. Are you making it more of a mess or making it better? Answer me. 3, 2, 1.
I'm making it
a mess.
Like this.
Okay, go get a rag and clean it. Thank you.
Mom.
Okay. God, perfect is his way. The saying of Jehovah is tried. What does it mean to say that Jehovah is tried? Does God just say he's great and leave it there? Or does God prove to us that he's great? What do you think?
He proves it.
Even my 4-year-old knows.
Good job for you.
Yeah. A shield is he to all those trusting him. For who is God besides Jehovah, and who is a rock save our God? David's saying, who else is a rock like our God? Nobody. He says, God, who is girding me with strength, use the rag on the oven. Did you slam your finger?
No.
What happened?
I'm pretty sure it was a cat's bite, because the cat scratched me and it started stinging.
No, not that
game. Stop screaming.
I'm not trying to interpret what you're doing.
God, who is girding me with strength, and he maketh perfect my way, making my feet like hinds, and on my high places causeth me to stand. Do you know what David says? God, you allow me to stand up in high places. I love this because God says that we are mounted up on eagle's wings. And if you're in heaven looking down on problems that seem like mountains, Hope, stop screaming. Thank you. If you're up in heaven looking down on the problems of the earth, what do mountains look like from heaven?
Small, teensy, tiny.
They look like mountains.
A little dot. No, you're above the mountain. All the way in heaven, a mountain would look like a tiny dot.
Not necessarily.
What do you think?
Heaven isn't just way up there. It's in a different realm.
So you
either wouldn't see them at all or have a very clear view.
I like it. So you wouldn't even see your problems. Good.
Mom,
what about
we only live in this house.
What about walls? Like What if you felt like you had a huge wall in front of something that you need to do that God says, but you're in heaven?
Then you get a bulldozer.
Okay, maybe God gives you a bulldozer. Right.
Or you need a wrecking ball.
Okay. He says that...
Get a wrecking ball.
God says what?
Would you like to tell me what is the problem?
I try to get done with school very early so I can go with Dad, and then Bible ruined it.
Hey, I like Bible.
What does God want you to do with this right now?
Go with Dad.
I don't think so, because Daddy would have said come with him.
Be at home.
Okay. And then how does he want your attitude?
Up to him.
Up to God? How does God say your attitude should be then?
I don't know.
You don't know? You don't think the Bible's instructed you about that?
I'm not God.
Then you're going to need to read your Bible later and make a decision.
So that's my...
Whether you're going to be subjecting your emotions to God or going your own way. You can decide that later. Making my feet like hinds and on my high places causeth me to stand. Teaching my hands for battle, and a bow of brass was brought down by my arms. Put it back.
Mm-hmm.
So, David says, I know that you've trained me for battle, and you've put a brass bow in my arms. Let's draw a bow and arrow.
With a black arrow?
No.
Mommy, I have, however you I have do a it. Bow, like Keith does. I have a bow.
That's true. Oh, you know what? Let me look at that, because I'll draw this better. Let me see it. Okay, yeah, so it kind of looks like this with a line in the back. That's like a bow, maybe a bow and arrow. And we can draw an arrow going across.
It looks like a book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of. Okay, because God teaches us how to use weapons that he gives us.
Mom, but
one
I
of
have,
the weapons
a,
is
I have
prayer.
A secret weapon.
Do you know the other weapons that God gives us? Can you cough more quietly at all? Okay.
I cough really loudly.
I think you can control it.
Don't cough.
And thou givest me the shield of thy salvation. Let's draw a shield.
Mommy.
Okay.
Mommy, I have a secret weapon.
We already drew a shield.
Mommy,
I'm drawing it by David down here, coming out of the water.
Mommy, I have a secret weapon. That's actually a Dumax weapon.
A Dumax weapon.
He said, thy right hand doth support me. Stop it with the popcorn. And mine ankles have not slidden. Thou enlargest my step under me. Thy lowliness make me great. David is saying, because I'm low before you, God, you have made me great. Thou enlargest my step under me, and mine ankles have not slidden. I pursue mine enemies and overtake them, and turn back not. Till they're consumed. David says, I'm not turning away from my mission. I'm going to get my enemies and I'm going to beat them because God, you are helping me. David said, I smite them and they are not able to rise. They fall under my feet, and thou girdest me with strength for battle, causest my withstanders to bow under me. Well, who does this remind you of right now?
It reminds me of... it reminds me of a leaf.
It reminds me of... Cade, who does it remind you of?
Okay, what was it?
He says...
What verse was it?
He says, thou enlargest my step under me, verse 36. Mine ankles have not slidden. I pursue mine enemies and overtake them and turn back not till they are consumed. I smite them and they are not able to rise. They fall under my feet, and thou girdest me with strength for battle, causest me withstanders to bow under me. As to mine enemies, thou hast given me the neck. As to those hating me, I cut them off.
That reminds me of the guillotine.
Yeah, kind of, but I'm thinking of one particular battle that David really fought.
That reminds me, I don't know.
The Battle of Christ?
It's your favorite story in the whole Bible.
David and Goliath.
Yes.
No, I did. You were trying to be mean.
David and Goliath.
That's right. We're not fighting. Why did you guys fight over that and compete? Why was that your first reaction?
Well, technically, I was going to answer it, and he just went ahead and be super rude.
Isn't it good that you both could answer?
Yeah.
No.
Shouldn't we celebrate that? That's good that you both knew the answer.
Can I have $100?
He says, I pursue mine enemies and overtake them and turn back not till they are consumed. I smite them, they are not able to rise, they fall under my feet. Thou girdest me with strength for battle, causest my withstanders to bow under me. As to mine enemies, thou hast given me the neck. As to those hating me, I cut them off. They cry, listen to the fault of his enemies. They cry, there is no Savior on Jehovah, and he doth not answer them. Why would God answer somebody who denies his own existence, right?
Because God wants people to believe in him.
That's right. So if we're saying there's no God, God's not going to answer them, right? He says, I beat them as dust before wind, as mire of the streets, I empty them out. I want you to think about what enemies do you face in your life, even this morning?
Math.
The attitude. It's the attitude. It's not the math. Math you actually require. God requires you to understand math for your life.
Why am I?
It's the attitude that you face.
Am I going to be like a physics guy or a math teacher?
You need math for living. It doesn't mean that you need math for your profession. That's not yours. Put it back.
Okay.
Go to your bowl if you'd like yours. Nobody's going to answer me?
I don't know.
What enemies are you facing right now?
Satan.
Satan, what is he trying to do? What would his agenda be?
Kill me.
I'd need you to stop that. He's trying to kill you? What else is he trying to do?
Scorch me.
Scorch you, burn you. What else?
Kill me.
Kill you on the eyeball.
What does he want to do to our Bible time?
Make it go away and never come back.
He wants to make it horrible and like a painful and hard experience.
Technically, sometimes it is.
Then you're allowing him to win.
Why are you looking at me so hard?
I'm looking at all of us, and I'm saying Satan has an agenda. If you feel guilty, it's because the Holy Spirit is tapping you on the shoulder and saying, hey, you got to make this right.
I don't.
What else is Satan wanting to do? What does he want?
He wants us to stop right now and just go punch someone.
He wants us to, like, quit, right? What else?
But he was an angel of God. But now,
you need to come clean your space.
Luke has his knee up.
Micah, you don't have anything to add?
So what?
What would Satan like to do? What are your enemies?
Go poopy in my face.
Hopi, get a rag.
Would he go poopy in my face?
Yeah, he would.
Itchy eyes and...
Oh, allergies. Hopi, the rag is, I told you, on the oven. Thank you.
Not to go with dad?
That's what Satan wanted you not to go with dad?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Actually, Bible didn't because it wants you to listen.
God wants you to hear his word. It's the most important thing that I do with you guys all week long, all year long, every single day. The most important thing I do with you is pray and teach you the word of God.
Okay.
If you're angry about it, you need to probably take that up with God.
I'm not angry about it. I'm just sad that I had to work so much and not get anything.
Well, you had a goal, but it didn't mean that it was God's goal. And I understand you can feel disappointed, though. I do get that.
I feel disappointed, too.
Okay, I understand. So you could take those feelings to the Lord.
I'm so guilty that I didn't do any stinking.
Yeah, you're not even done. You wouldn't have been able to go.
Okay. So you can say to your enemies the attitude, the disappointment, or any wrong thinking.
Can I just, like...
You can say to them the things that David said.
Can I just turn it back to them and be like, hey, guys,
no. Hopi, make sure you're getting your markers and not Luke's.
Can I just, like, take it off my face and then give it to them?
You have all your markers there.
And mop them in the face with it? No, you can't.
Okay.
Because then you'd be doing wrong stuff. Could I just, like, take everything, like, disappointment and everything that's tormenting me, take it off and just go to the demons and smack them in the face?
No. You can say, God, give this back to, send this back to the sender. Is that responsible?
No.
Okay. I mean, you just were so hard on Hope about being irresponsible with the drink. You were pretty hard on her.
Yeah. And now you're not being responsible.
Why was I murdered her?
It was your tone.
I just took the drink away.
It was your tone. You didn't just take the drink away. I can record it. I have it recorded. Okay? Try to be fair.
Okay.
Okay?
And why did you take all the milk?
They cry, there is no Savior, O Jehovah. He doth not answer them. And I beat them as dust before the wind, as mire of the streets I empty them. Thou dost deliver me from the strivings of the people. Thou placest me, I don't want you to bless,
for
a head of nations, a people I have not known. Do serve me.
He's crying.
Come here. I had to help you. At the hearing of the ear, they hearken to me, sons of a stranger, feign obedience to me. Sit down. At the hearing of the ear, they hearken to me, sons of a stranger, feign obedience to me. Do you know what feign means?
Feign.
Give.
Feign.
Take.
Feign.
Fake.
Some word in the dictionary.
Fake.
Feign.
Fake. Sham. Oh. Give the appearance of. Make a pretense. They go through the motions. They pretend. They're just pretending. David is saying, sons of a stranger, fake their obedience to him. Sons of a stranger fade away and are slain out of their close places. Do you understand what he's saying?
Yeah.
God made me the ruler of nations. And then even if people are not really serving me, God will punish them and make them go away. So God is giving David an honest kingdom full of honest people that will honestly serve David. Because David fears and respects the Lord. Do you understand that?
Uh-huh.
Each yours, not his. I already told you that. Go to your spot. Kate, sit up.
Okay.
Sons of a stranger fade away and are slain out of their close places. Jehovah liveth, and blessed is my rock, and exalted is the God of my salvation. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and may the God of my salvation be exalted. That was a song that I used to sing.
Hero song?
No, it's a song from when I was like Micah's age. No, I want you to listen. God who is... Go back to your spot. God who is giving vengeance to me, and he subdueth peoples under me. My deliverer from mine enemies. Above my withstanders thou raisest me. From a man of violence dost deliver me. So what is David saying to God? You delivered me from violent men. He says, therefore, I want you to do three dots because three dots means therefore.
It does?
In a triangle. Yeah, this is shorthand.
Six zeros.
It's a symbol. You can learn therefore, three dots. Therefore.
Mom,
because God did all this for me, therefore. What, Cade? The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and may the God of my salvation be exalted. I will find the song. Okay, he says, I confess thee among the nations, O Jehovah, and to thy name I sing praise, magnifying the salvation of his king, right?
Yep.
And doing kindness to his anointed, to David and to his seed unto the age. What is David mean when he says his seed? What is he talking to?
His seed of faith.
That's one way to think of it. Yeah. What else?
Seed of righteousness.
I'm thinking of something else. God doesn't just bless us. What else does he bless?
Me.
You and your what?
Myself.
Your children. Right? Good parents always want to bless their children and their children's children. They are always asking God, please bless my children. Please help my children.
Where did my blue go?
I don't know where you put your things. Hopi, did you take markers that don't belong to you? Okay. Okay. He says, and doing kindness to his anointed, to David and to his seed unto the age. So David is saying, I know that you're blessing me and my children all through the ages. Thank you for blessing the generations. So Jesus, I do thank you for my children. I ask that you would teach us all greater respect, greater reverence for you, God. I ask that you would wipe away.
Another blue
What am I doing right now?
Okay.
I'm praying. So what should you be doing? Yeah. Are you able? Are you able to be respectful and quiet? Okay, I'm gonna pray.